independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Of the low, the worst of the worst, bottom of the barrel, barbaric scum. That is the message we'd like to give to those losers right now who caused these attacks last night. Because anyone who thinks it somehow makes sense to murder people for no reason, you are sad, you are miserable, and you are totally, totally moronic. Just a bunch of stupid, absurd losers.
Becky Anderson right there, CNN, in London, going off. Now, she's been accused of setting up a fake shoot with several men and women of the Muslim faith holding up signs. And CNN's been accused. They've come out, denied the whole thing. What she said, I thought, is absolutely right. They're a bunch of losers. They are. But you know what? Again, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to continue to say it. Enough is enough. It's time for you to step up. It's time for you. Now, what to say? More than 130 imams and Muslim religious leaders in the United Kingdom have said that they will refuse to perform funeral prayers for the Manchester and London terrorists as a rebuke to the dastardly cowardice and the vile murderers that they are. Right? Well, you're like, oh, there's almost 1,800 mosques and 3 million Muslims living in the UK. Only 132? Why isn't it 1,750? Why isn't it 3,500? It's time for you to step up, put on your big boy pants, and take back your religion. It's time for you to do that. I don't care anymore. Don't bring me problems anymore. Bring me solutions. Because let me tell you something. At some point in time, sooner rather than later, at some point in time, you're not going to like the solution that the West has. At some point in time, you're not going to like it. I'm just throwing it out there. I want you to understand something. At some point in time, you're going to go, well, wait a minute here. It's not all of us. And we're like, yeah, you know what? You had your chance. We gave it to you on numerous occasions, but you chose not to stand up and take it back. So we can't trust that you're going to do it. So we're going to have to handle things this way. We know who two of the three attackers were. They've released the people that they arrested as part of the investigation. And some of these areas, you know what? At this point in time, I'm setting up shop there. I'm like, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to set up shop here. We're going to have satellite offices everywhere. We're going to make it as uncomfortable as we possibly can. There you go. The soft underbelly, the kindness that we've had, because we're so into multiculturalism. It's important that we have multiculturalism. It's wonderful that we're culturally diverse. You know what? At some point in time, it's not. Some cultures don't mix, right? Some do, some don't. Sometimes cats and dogs get along. Most of the time, not so much. At some point in time, you say, you know what? You don't want to be around us. You don't want to be part of our culture. Oh, there are some that do, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them don't. They come to these countries, or they're born and raised, stay in these areas, and they segregate themselves, and they don't want to be a part of it. It happens here in America, not just in the Islamic culture. There are people who live in Chinatown. There are people that live in several places, literally in places like that. Let me tell you something. They live there their whole life, speak the language of the culture that they're a part of. But the one thing that's different than all of that is they don't leave their culture and blow people up. Stab people. They don't do that, right? They don't. When's the last time you heard about somebody escaping Little Italy and going out? Did you hear what happened? Yeah, they pied them everywhere. Pizza pies everywhere, right? No, it doesn't happen. But we can't say that because we have to hide behind feelings. No more. No more. I talked to my buddy over the weekend. We were texting back and forth. Lives not too far from there. Huge fan of Chelsea. He's from Denmark, but lives in London. Lars and I were chatting. Let me tell you something. He was just like, enough. He goes, you know what they didn't do? It wasn't a Saturday afternoon with all the drunk yabos who just watched a football game. Because that would have ended up a much different story. Right? It was restaurants. It was people, you know, it wasn't people who were already there hyped up on beer and pissed off about a soccer game. No, they didn't have that. They didn't have the cojones for that. Theresa May came out. By the way, she has an election that is going on Thursday. They postponed over the weekend because of all that took place. They postponed their campaigning. It is back on today. But, you know, they're going to go at it on Thursday. She may or may not stay in power. It's a close thing. But she came out and she was pissed off over the weekend. And damn, Skippy, she should be.
They are bound together by the single evil ideology of Islamist extremism that preaches hatred, sows division, and promotes sectarianism.
Yeah, that's it. They're bound together. And there's a lot of people out there that turn a blind eye, that stay tone deaf to the situation, that will not step up when it needs to happen. The West is fighting something it shouldn't be fighting. If you want to be a part of the culture, you embrace the culture. You can keep your culture only to a certain part when it starts to infringe on the culture that you've come into. And I don't care where you're from. That's just the truth. I don't care if you've come here from a different country. It could be from Russia. It could be from Mexico. It could be from Brazil. It could be from China. But you embrace the culture you're in. You follow the laws that they follow. There are too many of them out there that are just kind of like, meh, I don't care, who will sympathize. They will not do something, but they'll sympathize. Jesse James, love Westerns. Jesse James was able to hide and do all the things he was able to do for so long because he had sympathetic people that would not commit crimes with him, but they turn a blind eye. They'd send somebody a different way. They'd keep their mouth shut. They may even give him a horse. A lot of that's going on. Too much of that. Too much of that. Way too much of that. There is a tolerance that is too much. We've got to stop living in a world of feelings, and we need to start living in a world of facts. It's the holiest month, old Ramadan here. We've got, 150 deaths and counting? I'm sure by the end of the month, we'll be up right around 500, maybe a little bit more. And if you think it's over, you're fooling yourself, kids. It ain't over. It ain't over one bit. They vowed more. Is it going to come to, are we next? France? Belgium? Sweden? More in Britain? Who's next? It's coming. And at some point in time, the line is going to get crossed. But this is what happens when you get to the point where you've allowed the feelings to overrun the facts. That there is a common denominator here. And there is a group of people who claim this isn't what Islam's about, but at the same time, how hard are you fighting to take your religion back?
There is, to be frank, far too much tolerance of extremism in our country. So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out across the public sector and across society.
Damn Skippy, Theresa. It's over. Enough is enough. Where is the million people of the Muslim faith that are marching today? Where are they? Not the ones and the twos and the threes and the fours and the thousand here. No, where's the million who's saying enough is enough? Where is it? I'd love to know. I want to see it. I want to see it. Because I damn well bet you, if you know what? There, all of us religions have clashed through centuries. All of the religions, but some religions have grown up. And this religion is being hijacked. There's a power struggle and a struggle for civilization and the culture clash we've got. And at some point in time, you need to stand up and say, you know what? This is our religion. This is our faith. And what you're doing is making it tougher on all of us. And what you're doing is wrong. But until you see that, don't buy into any of it. It's all words. It's all words. A little bit more action, a lot less words. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Sooner or later, hopefully later, hopefully never, but at some point in time, you're going to have some issues with your vehicle. Now, you could be blind to it and say, no, I'm never going to do that. Or you could be proactive. And by that, I mean you get CarShield, extended coverage like I did. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me tell you what CarShield does. CarShield gives you the peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens to your engine, your transmission, the sensors, any of this stuff, it's going to be handled top-notch. Their administrators have paid close to $2 billion in claims. They are definitely ready to help you. All right? Your car goes in the shop. Something happens. Uh-oh. What shop, Chad? Well, the shop you choose. How did it get there? They get you 24/7 roadside assistance. And, oh, by the way, they're going to make sure you have a rental car. Get you to and fro while your car's in the shop. But here's the great part. A lot of times, most of us out there, we don't have $5,000 to cover for an engine. We don't have $3,000. We don't want to take out any credit. We don't have any of those that, all right? You know, we're living paycheck to paycheck. I don't want to go into my savings and take it. No, don't worry about it. This deductible may apply, but you don't have to front anything. They take care of the rest. That's the beauty of it. That's why CarShield is absolutely a must-have. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. That's 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com. Code Benson. Deductible may apply. The Chad Benson Show.
It's not that he's particularly intuitive or even psychic. He's just weird this way. It's What's Next with Chad Benson.
We have constant attacks going on, not just there, but across the globe. And we have to start putting national security and global security at an all-time high.
That right there was Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She goes on to talk about the fact that he was not picking a fight with Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London. What's next for Trump and his social media world? Real quick, I'm not too deep in this, but I will tell you this. Trump uses this thing like nobody, to be honest, I don't think anybody's ever used it in the way he used it, in a way that helped him get elected president of the United States. Not to get more likes, not to get more views, but to become the most powerful man in the world. He used it in such a way to go past the media in the traditional form and to reach people on an individual basis, through his thought process, through his mind. Sometimes we don't really like that. Sometimes he says stuff that makes us scratch our head. Sometimes it frustrates us, even people that want him to be a good president. But when people talk about he needs to stop tweeting, no. I think what he needs to do is he needs to take a deep breath every once in a while, and he needs to have somebody go, are you sure you want to do that? Are you positive you want to do that? But he's able to reach people in a way that is so much more advanced than all the other presidents as far as, because he's had the tools that other presidents didn't have. Yes, this last president had, but he didn't utilize it. But this he utilizes as conversation. Sometimes it's asinine, sometimes it's idiotic, sometimes it's confusing. But what's next for the president tweeting is he's still going to tweet the hell out of it. Because he feels, you know what, that's my best way to connect with the people I need to connect with. And it doesn't matter where they are. They could be an expat living in Zanzibar, or they could be somebody in Dallas. He reaches them. He does. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Joe in Indiana, what's happening?
Hey, Chad, long-time listener, first-time caller, you know, obligatory. Yeah, I got a solution to the problem. I was telling your call screener, you know, have you ever seen the movie Munich?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The movie Munich?
Those are about the Mossad agents who one by one sanctioned through the Israeli government at the time. You know, they basically said, hey, go get these SOBs that planned and committed this act against our people at the Munich Olympics.
Exactly. So what the leaders of the free world need to do is Theresa May or whoever may be prime minister needs to handpick a group of guys from either MI5 or British commandos, give them full immunity Only she knows who they are. Only she knows what the plan is. And allow these guys to go in, because the one of the guys was in an ISIS video, had an ISIS flag in his house. Go in.
He was.
Cleanse the house of everybody. You know what? There's casualties of war. And make no mistake, that's what this is. They've declared war. And if they want to go to war, then it's time to start striking terror into them. Go in the middle of the night. You cleanse the place. You leave. You leave no trace that you were there. All they know is that there's dead bodies. And nobody knows what happened. You know, only Theresa May and this group of five or six guys go in.
And now the world, Joe, because you just told the world the super sneaky plan there. We're like, oh, my God, we can't do that. Joe just totally ruined it. Appreciate your call, man. Thanks for listening. Look, it's going to come to the point where people are going to want that. If they don't start, I'm telling you, if they don't start stepping up and taking back their religion and taking back the narrative from these people, it's going to come a time when people are going to want something like that. People are going to want something. They're going to want the extreme version of Trump. They're going to want the extreme version of Wilders out there in Holland. They're going to want that. And they better understand that it's coming sooner rather than later. It is. And I don't think people understand that. But over time, as you start to add it up, the numbers are going to start to go up and up and up. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to have less and less tolerance. And more is going to cause them to turn for something else that is going to be a solution to this. If you're not going to be the solution and you're only going to allow the problem to continue to manifest, we'll have to go find another solution. So you better step up and take your religion back. And not 200,000, not 50,000, every one of you, step up. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Text the program, 323-538-2423. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The fastest growing sector of our economy is clean energy and part of the sustainability revolution. Solar jobs are now growing 17 times faster in the U.S. than other jobs.
Nobody calls him on it. That's just it. Nobody calls him on it. It's so funny because when I listen to, you know, Al Gore go over this stuff, and by the way, you can look up what the stocks he has. He has made a killing. Of course he wants green energy to grow. Of course he does. He's invested in it, right? There's money. He came out with $1 million when he left the White House, give or take some. He's now worth anywhere between $200 and $300 million. Green energy is a business to him. Got no problem with that, man. Got no problem with it. Zero. Hell yeah. I want clean energy. We all do. But it's so funny because, you know, nobody calls any of most of these people. When you go to the mainstream media, very few of them call BS to some of these, you know, climate alarmists. Very few. Jake Tapper and Rand Paul got kind of, you know, not like heated, but it was definitely a give and take kind of argument. And Jake Tapper went after him, and he had a guy on before and did not go after him the same way he went after Rand Paul, because Rand Paul is a climate denier.
Well, first, you wouldn't lose 6 million American jobs. You know, I think one of the reasons President Trump was elected is that he promised that he would defend the American worker and defend American jobs. There are estimates that this agreement, which is unfair and punishes America in a much greater fashion than other countries, that we would lose 6.5 million jobs. Meanwhile, countries like India and countries like Iran, we would have to pay them to reduce their carbon emissions.
Where would these, I don't know what study you're referring to, Senator, where would these 6 million American jobs come from? It seems like a rather dire prediction.
Well, they're in the energy industry. A lot of ours have been lost in Kentucky. We've lost, you know, nearly 90,000 jobs in the coal industry because of excessive regulation. So if America, under this accord, has to reduce her carbon input by 20%, but China doesn't have to reduce their carbon footprint at all, how could that possibly be fair?
You know, I told somebody over the weekend, somebody said, you know, he's so unpresidential. I said, you know, let's just take, you know, because they were talking about the tweet that he sent to Sadiq Khan and all this. I said, let's just take away your thought process of unpresidential. And they were talking about this very same thing. I said, could he not be, according to you, unpresidential, but at the same time, could he not also be right? Why is it that Iran, better yet, why is it that India and China can go on doing whatever it is they're doing with zero repercussions, and we're having to pay them, especially India, billions of dollars, and over a 10-plus year period, potentially trillions of dollars, to not pollute? I'm just curious. Could he not? And somebody said, well, you know, he doesn't believe in it. Well, you know, Nikki Haley came out this week and said that's a bunch of bunk, that he does. He absolutely does.
There's a lot of companies who care about green technology, care about making sure that we take care of the environment, and you have a president who's very focused on clean air, clean water, and jobs.
Could it not be that the president, just throwing it out there, says, hey, look, you know what? I want all of this stuff as well. But it got through with an executive order, and it really isn't good for the American people. It isn't good for jobs. And while it may be, quote unquote, good for the environment, and that's debatable because what is it, like 0.1% or 0.2% it's supposed to bring down this, you know, the heat? Come on. Again, that's like a Dixie cup scooping water out of an ocean. Do you really notice it? Mm-hmm. But could he not, dare I say, actually care about the environment, but look and say, you know what? I care about the environment, but this is us getting ripped off. This is the American people getting screwed over. This is the American people getting hammered for what? For being productive? For being the number one nation on earth? We're having to pay a penalty? And we're held to a higher standard? Sorry, that's not good. Look, I want clean air. I want clean water as well. But how about we step back and say we're all going to have skin in the game. We're all going to be on the same playing field, or we're not. We're not going to have our country suffer so other countries can continue to do what they do for up to a decade, if not longer, and we're going to pay them, essentially, bribe money to stop doing that. I call BS, I call crap. Rand Paul and Jake Tapper, though, they went at it. And I like the fact that Rand came, and he was very, very straightforward. And you always get the same things. Where's the model? Why doesn't it work? Why do you have to play with the model? It's insane.
And you also need to make sure your viewers know that most of their modeling has been wrong. They readjust their modeling every year because they haven't been very good at predicting things. Predicting the future is notoriously difficult, and this is modeling is not an exact science.
It's not. Anthony, we're talking about it. How many of you out there? We have weather satellites. How many times is the weather wrong? How many times? Way too often. Modeling doesn't always work. And I love how when you start to point certain things out to people, right? And here's the thing. Here's the difference. Rand came out and said, look, I'm not saying that humans don't contribute to the warming and the fluctuation in this. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is how much is it humans and how much is it nature? Because long before humans were here, places that were really, really hot are now really, really cold, and places that were cold are really, really hot, and seas fluctuate and things happen. Long before humans were arrived, things like that happened. But why can't we ever talk about that?
Are you really saying that, man is not contributing to climate change? I mean, is it, what I'm saying,
and this is the big argument that none of you guys get and nobody ever looks at, is how much is nature and how much is man? I'm perfectly willing to admit that man can have an influence and that we should minimize our pollution. But those who say that it is all man and don't acknowledge that the 4.5 billion year old planet has gone through massive climate change based on natural effects.
Yeah. It happens, kids. It happens. We need to take better care of our society, both locally, worldwide, and as much as we can globally. Let's be real. I can't control. You can't control. The government can't control what China does. Right? You think China is going to destroy their economy? No, they're not going to do that. They got 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, I don't know how many, 1.6. India, about the same. They got a lot of people to feed, right? You think to stop down everything because of stuff like this? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. I don't think people get that. People just live in this world of insanity where they think it all should just go, hey, it's no big deal, right? You know, we don't care. Because we're better. Moralistically, we're better than they are. So we'll pay that. Wrong. The American worker and us as a nation have paid the way for a long time in a lot of different ways. Then you've got somebody like, this is great. This is great. This is our good buddy John Kerry, who was almost president, by the way. And wow, this is a stretch.
When Donald Trump says to the world, well, we're going to negotiate a better deal, he's going to go out and find a better deal. I mean, that's like O.J. Simpson saying he's going to go out and find the real killer. Everybody knows he isn't going to do that.
What? Wow. How do you know he's not going to do it? I'm just curious. How do you know he's not going to do it? And why are you okay destroying our economy? Why is it okay for you to do that? You got us in a crappy deal. To us, but beneficial to others. I'm just curious right there. I'm throwing it out there. Why is it bad for the rest of the world? Because we were going to pay the freight. We were going to pay the freight.
Last year, because of Paris, more money was spent on alternative renewable and sustainable development research and implementation than on fossil fuels.
It's great. And at some point in time, it'll all be sustainable enough that we won't need fossil fuels anymore. We still need them. We still need them. We all like electricity. Producer Phil, one more time, remind me how we get electricity.
Would that be coal, Chad?
What's that would be coal, kids. That would be coal. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. We're talking about also the bombers and the killers and the slashers and the hackers and whatever else, the runner overs going on out there in London, Manchester, Kabul, everywhere else you can possibly think of. Who's next? I don't know. I mean, it's crazy. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Bob in Indy, you want to talk about the London attacks. What's happening?
Well, I appreciate it. Not just that attack, but all attacks, all crime, all murders, all rapes. Will people wake up and arm themselves with a gun and realize that when you're unarmed, you're helpless, you're defenseless? This crap would stop if everybody carried a gun on them. I guarantee that half of this or three quarters would stop, because that's why they do it. They know everybody's unarmed and unprotected, and you're totally helpless. And I have no sympathy for somebody that didn't have a gun on them. I'm sorry that happened to you, but
You got to understand something, though, Bob. In London, they don't have that. In England, you don't have that. The bobbies don't carry guns. Very few officers. Now, more and more are carrying, but you know what? That's their society. That's their society. Also, the attackers didn't have guns. They didn't have guns there. So,
yeah, at least happened.
Not thrilled. Thanks a lot, brother. Look, it's a horrible situation. And you know what? I look at London and I look at Manchester, I look at England, and I look at it as a sitting duck, and it has been for a while. Theresa May said it. There is too much tolerance for this, too much wanting to let people live their own lives, not really realizing that underneath there's a tinderbox that is starting to boil over of people who want to do things and do harm to their culture, who do not like the British, who do not like the West, who do not like the civilized society that we live in, and they want to go out and do harm. And the British are going to wake up, and the French are going to wake up, because otherwise they're screwed. Otherwise they're screwed. And the same thing goes for the people of that religion who claim it to be peaceful and loving. At some point in time, if you don't wake up, you're going to be screwed as well. But no, they don't carry guns over there. In fact, the British criminals don't like the fact that other criminals carry guns. It was a big no-no for a lot of them. But they have now run into something that doesn't care about your feelings, that doesn't care about the fact that you have a respect for not carrying guns. They want to do harm to you. But they picked a soft target. They ran people over, and they went into a dinner restaurant and attacked the lady. You know what they didn't do? They didn't go out on a Saturday afternoon when all the fellas have been drinking, watching the football matches, and taking on the guys that are well-hard, as they would say. You know, that guy's a man, he's well-hard, he's hard as rocks, isn't he? They didn't do that. They didn't. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423.
Say what? Chat Benson Show. You call it ridiculous. We call it reality. With a twist. Say what?
Say what? Cary Grant. Apparently Cary Grant had to seek therapy. Struggled. Battled depression and several other things. Said he struggled to connect with females. Had a fraught relationship with his mother. Well, guess what? He went into therapy. And therapy was a little different back then. Because say what? He took LSD 100 times. He dropped LSD, apparently, to open up his mind. That's right. Part of a controversial therapy. I would say that's controversy. Cary Grant dropping LSD. I wonder what that was like, right? Like, this guy's out there. 100 times, though. Wow. That's a lot. That is, like, you're a professional. You've passed your amateur status. You're now going to the point where you're thinking about meddling in the Olympics of LSD. Man goes into his aunt's attic. What does he find? Some baseball cards. Some basketball cards. All unopened. All from a long, long, long time ago. Baseball cards, 1961 Fleer. Unopened box of wax pack. What do they have in them? He doesn't know. Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Oscar Robinson. Rookie cards? Most likely. Same thing with the baseball cards from the 50s and 60s. Bidding's going to start at, say, what? $1 million. Don't be surprised for it to go to two. That's a find I would like to have. Big time. That's why you go places and you look for stuff like that. You don't need Antiques Roadshow when you can go to your aunt's attic and find something cool. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. Mike and Andy, you want to talk about security in London and Paris?
Yeah, I returned last Thursday from London. Before that, went to Paris. And what I found odd was I land in Paris, they say bonjour, they stamp my passport. Now, when I went to Japan a year ago, it was, who are you, where are you going, how long are you going to be here? If you're not on the plane to leave, we're going to let you know. Well, fast forward a few days, I'm off to London. Before I get into the Channel train, the London scrutineer was very, it was after Manchester, Manchester at that point, was very rigid. Had a lot of questions, I get it. Get to London, and I see a big contrast of that in Paris. Every officer was armed to the teeth. and there was plenty of cops in the streets of Paris. If there was a problem, they were going to be there to respond immediately. I get to London. The bobbies are unarmed, and they honestly weren't that plentiful. It just seems to me that, well, France is open and welcome, and they're not going to allow anyone to get out of hand. And part of the other stark contrast was the French appeared to be as free, or if not, a little bit freer than we are in the States. Whereas in London and the UK, you got a real sense of the nanny state. From the closed-circuit TVs, to stickers pointing out closed-circuit TVs, to signs in your hotel bathroom saying floor may be slippery, ask for a non-slip mat, to a sticker above the hot water faucet that says tap may be hot. So it was curious.
It's crazy. I appreciate your call, man. You know what? Look, and they're approaching things much differently. When I was in Paris and several other countries, I was always surprised to see how armed to the teeth they were with their semi-automatic rifles and the guns that they had. And again, in Britain, they don't have that. But neither do the bad people, is the way they used to look at it. Well, times are changing, and there's bad people out there, and there's going to have to be some decisions made. Most of the cops over there don't want to carry guns, because with that comes a responsibility. We'll see what happens. 323-538-2423. That's the text line. The Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.